A photographic retrospective of the longest-running free jazz music festival is enjoying its place in time. WAER's John Smith was at the Onondaga Historical Association in Syracuse this morning as they unveiled a new exhibit, All That Jazz, 35 Years of the Syracuse Jazz Fest.
The photos capture local and national artists who have captivated audiences since the early 80s. Local artists Dave Hanlon and Maria DeSantis quickly spotted themselves on stage.
I think this is 1988, which might have been the first festival that we played in as the orchestra at Long Branch.
These two photos that I find myself in, that's with the Apple Jazz Band, the first time we played at the Jazz Fest. We played there just about 3 years ago, and this looks like an original cookbook version back in the early 90s. Sweet
memories. Producer and festival director Frank Malfitano explains what the photos in the exhibit evoke on a personal level.
It represents the best of the local jazz scene, you know, local jazz artists who are resident Syracuse artists, student artists, all the national headliners and legends and superstars that have been here, the crowds, the audiences, you know, different things related to the technical aspects of the show.
Onondaga Historical Society curator Tom Hunter met with Malfitano to go over photos. From there, both he and his staff assembled Syracuse Jazz Fest's chronological timeline, and the exhibit's layout began to fall into place in a matter of weeks.
It's a good partnership to show that, as with other business, economic, political, religious, social history, music also has its history. And now, in its 35th year, Jazz Fest is historic.
Photographer Warren Linhart had the pleasure of photographing so many of the performers over the years.
It's really a tremendous thing to walk in here and see all these photos of all the musicians that have played at Jazz Fest, and it really makes you stop and think about all the great music that there was created by all of these people, and how fortunate we are to be able to see musicians like this come through the Syracuse area. It's wonderful.
Local musician London McDaniels was surprised to see himself. The photographer captured some intense guitar jamming on stage.
I know. I am attacking the guitar.
Hey. How's it feel?
Well, it's really an honor being with the most amazing jazz musicians in history.
And Malfitano feels those artists should never be forgotten.
You see Natalie Cole and B.B. King and other artists that have passed on in recent years. I mean, we lost 20 artists in the last 2 years. Mos Allison, Pete Fountain, Larry Arlotta, one of our own Syracuse jazz greats, one of the great keyboardists of all time. But they're all here in the exhibit, so they live again. They live on in our memory, and that's what's so great about this, you know, that we can bring them back to the public's attention one more time.
Well, tell me what I say.
The exhibit runs through October 3rd at Onondaga Historical Association.